Hey, it's Kevin Pike, and I'm here with episode 112 of my Look What I Made podcast. On this one, I'm going to play a song for you called Love the Way, which is from my album Saxijoe. And this has an interesting history because I actually wrote it when I was 18, and it's a bossa nova. And so I was trying to think how much bossa nova would I have actually listened to? I do remember I had a Stan Getz tape, you know, that had Girl from Ipanema and some other songs on it. But, you know, and I guess the other thing is that bossa nova has always been in a bunch of movies and stuff, which I would have seen. But also at the time I was writing it, I had a Yamaha DSR 1000 keyboard, and that was one of those keyboards that had, you could pick a beat and it would, you know, play a so-called Latin style with a keyboard sound. So that was probably part of it as well. But I do think that the chords and the melody on this really do fit into the sound of a bossa nova. It's not that I just forced the style on it. I think it really fits. And so since I had never recorded it before, the reason I wanted to do it on Saxijoe is because on Saxijoe, I played a lot of the four-string cavaco banjo, which is a Brazilian banjo, sometimes called the samba banjo. And I thought it would be really nice to have a track that just had that instrument with tenor sax. And I thought, well, you know, let's play this. Let's do Love the Way, which I've never recorded before, because it was something I knew I could work up on the cavaco banjo. And one thing that I did different, normally when you play on the samba banjo, you would take a pick and you would strum chords. And what I did differently is put a thumb pick on, and then I still kind of strum the chords, but there's also some kind of individual plucking of the chords. So you're not always just playing all the notes together in a chord. There's individual notes being plucked. And I got to give credit to my banjo teacher, David C., who, when I brought in the tune to him that I was working on, he was like, you know, what if you tried a thumb pick? You might be able to get an interesting sound, because he felt that the bottom string, which is mainly what the thumb pick plays, was the sound was not the same as the other strings. But by putting on this pick, it had a more consistent sound across the cavaco banjo, and that also gave me a way to play it that was a little bit different that I really liked. So that's what the piece starts off with. And then the tenor sax comes in playing the melody. And I made a point to try to play the melody as close to the original that I had the first time through. Then I take a solo on tenor sax. And then when I play it the second time through, then I start to really embellish it. And because I had that, you know, the original melody that I had, it had lyrics and everything. So I had those lyrics in my head. And so it actually forced me to kind of play more singable notes, or you know, play it in a style that is more singable, I think, because I was thinking of those lyrics, as opposed to sometimes when I play a standard, I probably get away from that and play a lot more notes. So I kind of like the fact that it got me to keep things a little bit simpler, and the fact that you just have two instruments really makes that makes it more important to keep it simple and keep each instrument locked into the other, so they're not getting in the way or playing too much. So like I said, this is from my album Saxijoe. It's called Love the Way, and here it is. Thank you. Hey, thanks for checking out the Look What I Made podcast. You can find out more about my music at my website, kpikemusic.com. You can go to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/kpikemusic. My music is also available on all the streaming sites, such as Spotify, Apple Music, Google Music, Amazon Music, and all the rest. I guess if you're still listening to the podcast at this point, then I might as well give you some bonus content, whether you want it or not. If you don't, you can stop right now and do something else. But at any rate, I did find the original recording I made of this back in 1991, and it was more of a samba, if you can call it that, because basically I clicked a button on my Yamaha DSR-1000 that gave it a so-called Latin beat, and I'm guessing it was labeled as samba, but it might have been something else. But you could program in chords, so I did that for this, and I had lyrics, and I sang it. Now, you know, I don't pretend to be a good singer, so this piece is obviously going to be sung out of tune, but like I said, you got to keep in mind, I'm 18 at the time, and I'm just recording stuff because I wrote the song. So I actually do like the lyrics. I think they're pretty good for a kid, you know what I mean? So at any rate, here is Love the Way, the so-called original version.
Fly away into some far and distant frame of mine. Then you'll see that things once learned are not the same each time. But you'd like to believe that they are. And I really love the way.